This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean. Hello. And our special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. A special thank you. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of where you're doing it at, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, well, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
All right, all we had to do, or all we were able to do before we started the top of the hour, was just to get out there the fact that we do know that the terrorist ringleader, fugitive ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, died in a U.S. Special Forces raid in northwest Syria near Idlib, which is kind of a surprise to a few people that had early reported him being in another part of Syria. So you take it from there.
He was, Idlib is a province. He was killed in a town called Barisha. We had two drones and eight helicopters, and there was a little bit of a firefight, too, by the way, on the approach.
Yep.
So two forces were injured in a very minor way. They were treated and put back in the fight. We do have a dog that did sustain some major injuries, but I think that they were able to keep the dog alive.
That's what I heard, the last thing I heard, yep. Mm-hmm.
The operation apparently was called Operation Mueller for Kayla Mueller. Her family has spoken out nicely so, saying that they wish Obama had taken some of the decisive action that Trump had taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this was not the only operation.
Right.
Within several hours, there was yet another operation done by, the United States in another location. And this place was in a village called Ain Al Baida, which is, near Jarbulus. And this was done between the SDF, the Syrian Defense Forces, and the United States. And we took out the Islamic State spokesperson by the name of Abu Hassan al-Mazir, which is significant. And that means that the propaganda wing has kind of been shut down for a little while, too.
Right, right.
Until they name somebody else. Now, I will say that they have already named a person that, to take al-Baghdadi's place.
Mm-hmm.
This cat was nominated. He's essentially formally nominated, and his nomination was accepted. And he pretty much was running step anyway because al-Baghdadi had to be in such isolation that he had some connectivity on operations, but not much. So we have Abdullah Kardash, and Mr. Abdullah is a former high-ranking officer in the Iraqi army, and he served under Saddam Hussein. And so now we have this cat that we're going to try and I'm sure track down too and get a hold of him and see that he meets his end. So there are a couple of things that are still out there that are not really getting any press, least of which is there is already a new leader.
Yeah. And I don't think that they really want to get that out there right away. They're savoring kind of a little bit with what they got going here. But the other thing is, and I don't think we're violating any, protocols to mention the fact that, this, of course, was JSOC, and it was the Joint Special Operations Command out of U.S. Army Base Fort Bragg in North Carolina, which is the sub-unified command of the U.S. Special Operations Command here in Tampa, Florida. Now, one of the names, the name of the JSOC, commanding officer, Lieutenant General Scott A. Howell, is familiar, and a lot of people might remember this name because it's his command that oversees the special mission units such as the Naval Special Warfare Development Group and the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, which is known to the public as SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force, respectively.
Yeah, this is a Delta Force operation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what's amazing is some people that I spoke to were surprised that he was spotted near Idlib, but then again, we did capture quite a few prisoners on the battlefield. The Kurds had them in their jails. We got some good intel. You talked about the wife, and I believe you're right. I believe it was a daughter that we also captured, and we were able to get some information there as well, which led us to him.
Yeah, we knew about a month and a half ago because of this arrest where he was. We had attempted three missions, and I think that they pulled the plug on those for whatever reason. They aborted them until we were moving to get out of there, and we had to kind of strike while the iron was hot before we left.
All righty. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, we pulled the wool over the Russians' eyes because we didn't exactly tell them what we were doing. We requested overflight space for our combat operations, our jets. Didn't tell them what we were doing. And I've been told we actually had some airplanes in the air. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known around here as USCCA. Now, if you go over to my website, the USCCA logo link that's on the right side there, the red, white, and blue logo link, click on that link and a window will drop down for the free gun a day giveaway. Now, you'll have an opportunity to register absolutely free for that gun a day giveaway, and good luck with that. We certainly hope you can win it so we can announce it here on this program, because we're due. We've had some people close by, but they haven't been on affiliates of mine yet that have won, so maybe you'll be next, but you can't do it if you don't sign up for it. And while you're there, take a look at the three different levels of membership. If you join and become a member of the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, lots of great gear, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which every month will give you some information in there as to how to save money on all sorts of things, hunting and shooting and fishing and camping and RVing, because they got all of that in there. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Right side on the right logo bar there, find the USCCA logo up towards the top. Click on it and boom, there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Morning.
Strategically for the U.S., the termination of al-Baghdadi would probably arguably mark the final obstacle that's needed to be cleared to ensure the complete and total destruction after the physical Islamic State caliphate was eradicated earlier this year in the region. Or did we just create a two-headed monster?
Yeah, you can't defeat an ideology. That's where, you know, the caliphate lives on. The whole kind of Shura thing lives on. I mean, look, there are at least a dozen countries where Islamic State operatives are operating.
Mm-hmm.
And so killing Baghdadi was symbolic, and that was a good thing. We're great with that. But killing his media top people, that is a huge thing. So some part of those communications are going to be hurt in a big way. And now we're going to have to go look for our new friend here, Abdullah Kardesh, who has officially taken his place.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to put some interesting burdens on Turkey, I would say, because Idlib is obviously a still festering hellhole with all these other factions that are there. And what's particularly fascinating is that, you know, we told Russia, just stay out of the way, we're coming in, and didn't tell them why.
Yep.
We did the same thing with Turkey, although Turkey is taking some credit.
Yep.
They say, yeah, we knew about it, we provided the intelligence. No, they didn't.
No.
Iraq is saying the same thing, that they had provided intelligence. No, they didn't. So,
right.
What's beginning to happen here is the Kurds are becoming the silent heroes in all of this, and you know, staying so close to the fight and being so much in the fight, certainly.
Well,
with all the detainees that they have, they're capturing an awful lot of intelligence that was used not only by our military, but also by our CIA.
And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the second action against the public relations guy, the PIO. They went after him, and they got him with the SDF forces.
Correct. So, now, this is, you know, it's all really kind of an interesting thing. Now, I don't know when we actually went in there. It may have been after the actual first part of the raid where we destroyed the place where Baghdadi was, because we need to collect information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what we had to, you know, we had to get things like communications, we had to get things like banking, we had to get things like affiliates, we had to, you know, all those kinds of things. So I'm told that we were able to get some of that. I don't know that we got all of that, but then, you know, the place right now is just rock. I mean, it's broken rock. There's nothing left.
Yeah, I was told we got a lot of it, but I don't know how much a lot is.
Yeah, so, anyway, we will know who Baghdadi was in strategic talks with. We will know about some of his commanders, if we don't know some of those things already. I think we're trying to make those collections to ensure that we know as much as we possibly can and to validate what information we've already collected, to see if there's, you know, any other kinds of nonsense. Now, the other piece of all of this is, where does this put Al-Qaeda and the two Al-Qaeda factions that are operating in the Idlib province?
Yeah.
So the fight's not over.
No.
It's not over by a long stretch. It's a good thing, but there's going to be some other complications that we are trying to assess right now.
Well, I got a couple of questions here from a couple of listeners, and I'm surprised we haven't heard from our favorite caller yet. But here's one of the questions. Question comes from Ronnie, and this is Trucker Ronnie. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He says, yes, Captain, it's windy and snowing here right now, 30 degrees, miserable. I wish it was back in Florida. He says, did you happen to see what the Washington Post put out in the obituary in the front page about Mr. Baghdadi, that he was an austere religious scholar? Yes, I did, Ronnie. What do you think about that, Denise?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we killed an unarmed man, a father of three.
Yeah, I saw that too. Now, who did that? Was that MSNBC or CNN?
I don't know.
But it was stupid. Jeez. Oh. I mean, give me a break. This guy burned people alive. This guy beheaded people. This guy killed people by burying them up to their head in the ground and coming along with a sword.
Well, you know, they also glorified Kamal Khashoggi, too. Remember all that?
I do.
The whole truth about Jamal Khashoggi was never really put out there because of people like the Washington Post, he was on his bail, didn't want to say it. You know, so, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. Well, all he can say is, if the Democrats weren't happy because they were kept out of the loop, I think it was a good thing, and I don't care what kind of trouble the president or anybody else gets into, because you can't tell me that the likes of Adam Schiff and Chucky Boy Schumer and maybe even Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have leaked this to the press or somebody else. You can't tell me they wouldn't have done it.
Well, look, you know, Nancy Pelosi made her trip with an envoy, what, a couple of weeks ago over to the Middle East, and then all of a sudden she just shows up in Afghanistan and didn't tell anybody. So, I mean, but, you know, it's tit for tat if that's the game that they want to play. The president is under obligation to let the what is known as the Gang of Eight, which means the ranking, which means the chair people and the ranking members of these committees. Now, he may have, in fact, done that during the operation, but he clearly did not do it prior to the operation, which is fine with me.
Some will switch gears a little bit right now, and I'm going to talk about the fact that we've got this situation going with this ambassador, Mr. Taylor. I have found out that Mr. Taylor, now granted he was a man of honor, he was a military veteran, West Point, served in Vietnam, had a distinguished career in the Department of State. However, he's had some very nefarious ties the past year or so involving George Soros-related groups and money that's come his way through different trips that he's taken and how he wound up going to the Ukraine, Burisma, and all this other sort of stuff. I mean, there's some things that aren't adding up here.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to, you know, any of what you just mentioned because I haven't
seen it. Listen tomorrow at 5:30 and you'll find out all about it.
But what I will say is that the Democrats, the Intelligence Committee under Schiff, they're all jumping for joy because of his testimony. And everybody in the media is doing the same thing. Well, the media doesn't know because the media wasn't part of his testimony.
Nope.
All they did was read his 15-page opening statement, which I read.
Yeah.
And everything that he has in there is second and third hand.
Right.
He never talked to, you know, the top people. He didn't produce evidence that this is, you know, there wasn't a purchase order. There wasn't a call to action. There wasn't a sign this. There wasn't a blah, 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 blah. It was all second and third hand.
And some of it was cherry-picked to boot.
I don't know if he cherry-picked anything.
Oh, yeah. Tune in tomorrow, 5:30. You'll hear all about it. We got a heck of an expose.
I don't think that he cherry-picked anything that was in his 15-page opening statement. But apparently John Ratcliffe, Congressman Ratcliffe on the Intelligence Committee, torpedoed a couple of his assertions immediately with his 90-second
change. All right, well, I'm sure you're going to be busy today trying to put together a story on everything that's transpired over the weekend, so I can't wait to read it. All right?
Sure.
Talk to you tomorrow. FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go there, sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll find out what's going on when she writes about it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A United States raid on a safe house in northwest Syria kills the founder and leader of ISIS. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump detailing the operation for reporters, saying, among other things, they're sure it was Baghdadi because they brought DNA lab technicians with them on the mission.
So they did an on-site test because we had to know this. And it was a very quick call that took place about 15 minutes after He was killed, and it was positive. This is a confirmation, sir.
The president saying on the flip side, there were no U.S. casualties except a minor injury to a canine that was used. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where in 14 short months you can be an aviation maintenance tech and in control of your career and your money, too. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you as much as you could make as if you were a certified aviation maintenance tech, because you will start off in that profession at $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and depending on your ability to be able to do your job, you could very easily be up to a much higher rate of pay sooner rather than later. Whereas when you start out in a technical trade like, welder or maybe a plumber or an electrician, you're going to be, especially if you're in a trade union, you're going to be at the 80% level, or you're going to start out as an apprentice. So you're going to be there a while, and you're not going to have a chance to make that big money right off the bat. You will eventually, but you can do it from day one by becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. So please check out the National Aviation Academy. They can fill that void and give you a great career path with that starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and you can make a lot more than that. Check them out by finding them online at naa.edu with locations in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston and Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour. The phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, again, the website, naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide slap open for you to a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. And job security, you got it. They still haven't found a robot that can fix an aircraft. Okay. Now, the White House is reportedly, in lieu of what's just happened in Syria, and we talked about this on Friday, they're planning on sending 500 troops with tanks, this would be an armored battalion, into northeastern Syria, and sending more battle tanks to protect them, probably a brigade is what it looks like to me. And we'll see how all of this plays out after what we just saw happen with the taking out of the ISIS leader, Mr. al-Baghdadi. Now, the VA office, which is charged with protecting whistleblowers, believe it or not, often hurts them instead of helping them. Now, this is a report coming from the Veterans Affairs Office and the investigators there. It was set up specifically to help whistleblowers. According to the investigators, it floundered in its mission, created an office culture that was sometimes alienating to those it was meant to protect, according to a new report from the department's inspector general. Now, this isn't right, because they're trying to save the government money, they're trying to do the right thing, and then they're being chastised by some people in that department. I don't think so. I don't think so. By the way, good morning to you, Mr. James, our expert paper relocator up there in the Valdosta, Georgia area. Thank you very much for your kind words, my friend, and I hope you have a great day. Also, with the U.S. pulling its troops out of Syria and even Afghanistan, the tonnage of the airdrop supplies going down to the regions in both of those countries is spiking. More stuff is being dropped via the air now than was a year or two ago. And that kind of makes sense in a way. By the way, a number of Turkey's NATO allies have suspended arms sales to the country in condemnation of its military incursion into Syria, but analysts and officials are now shrugging off the embargo, saying it will have a minimal impact on the military's operational capabilities. And we'll see how that plays out. By the way, did you hear about the Russians? 300 more Russian military police have arrived in Syria. Now, this is under an accord between Ankara and Moscow, which halted Turkey's military incursion into northeast Syria. Now they're going to put 300 Russian military police into the buffer zone area. We'll see how that plays out. And a group of F-15E Strike Eagle fighters from the 494th Fighter Squadron arrived at Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates last week to help support the ongoing operations into the Middle East. You should be hearing more about them soon. By the way, veterans, those of you listening to me in Atlanta on my affiliate up there, 9 a.m. 920, The Answer, you're about to get a new TRICARE Prime option in a pilot program to test care the based on value, not volume policy. Now, active duty family members, retirees, and their family members will have a new option for health care in Atlanta. This is a test project. TRICARE Prime, provided by Kaiser Permanente, the not-for-profit health care company, considered to be one of the pioneers of health maintenance organization plans, is going to be the provider, and they're going to be running the test there to see how that works out.
we'll let you know as soon as we get some results back. That's for Atlanta only, and that's our listeners up there, our military listeners on AM 920 The Answer. Now, the Pentagon Secret Intelligence Fund dropped in fiscal year 2019, the first time in 3 years that the black budget did not increase year after year. We'll have to see how that all plays out. By the way, the general serving is the number two for the Secretive Joint Special Operations Command. We'll be moving to lead the Army's Division Level First Special Forces Command. That was announced by the Services Chief of Staff. We'll see what happens. By the way, the Army announced the names of enlisted soldiers who will be promoted to the ranks of Sergeant and Staff Sergeant in November. Congratulations to each and every one of them. Certainly the Army Futures Command, now in the news again, because they closed the books on more than 600 items of equipment that it will no longer seek to upgrade, handing responsibility for them over to the Army Material Command. And again, we'll see how all of that plays out. Some new things being done by the Army for sure. Not to be outdone, though, here comes the Navy. Want to make first-class petty officer? Well, here you go. Second-class petty officers willing to take on hard jobs in places their shipmates refuse to go now have the chance, and the Navy will reward them by advancing their careers and promoting them from second-class to first-class petty officer. How about that? And the Navy says it will commission the new littoral combat ship Indianapolis, slated for commission. May have already been done because it was slated for the weekend, but I'm not sure that the weather allowed it. But welcome to the fleet, littoral combat ship Indianapolis. By the way, will the B-21 bomber make its first flight in December 2021, as the Air Force Vice Chief announced last month? Well, Randall Walden, the director of the Air Force Rapid Capabilities Office, says, I wouldn't bet on that one. Well, oh my goodness, the heads are going to roll on that, aren't they? All righty. Well, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we certainly are having a lot of, because that little noise you heard is another comment from somebody here in the gallery. Let's see what's going on here real quick. A lot of people commenting about our weekend adventure in Syria, saying it was a good thing. And you're right, it was a good thing, regardless of what the Democrats are saying and some of the progressive left, liberal, socialist Democrats. Wow. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Before I get to my next guest, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, I said it, Moss Nissan. And you know, their brand new location is located at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, Moss Nissan of North Tampa. Make sure you stop by there and check them out and see what they're all about. There's an Acura dealer there, too, that they also got. So it's Moss Nissan and Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they still have the two other great locations, 19 and 54 Newport Richey, Moss Nissan, and 19 in Crystal River, Moss Nissan, plus Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, too. To find out more, go to MossNissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program 24/7, 365 for all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active or retired, and their first responder, their 911 dispatchers too, gets you preferred pricing on all your new and used vehicles. There is no better program for those who serve. So take advantage and tell all your friends, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you another $500 off the deal on the car that you want to buy. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
What did you think about the weekend activities in Syria?
All right. Nice to see that they finally nailed that guy. You know, it's taken a while. He's hiding all over the place, and obviously he's done god-awful things and inspired god-awful things, and it's nice to knock another one off the list of high big-time terrorists out there. Another one bites the dust, as Queen once sang.
Well, it wasn't done without some injuries. Unfortunately, we have a military dog that's struggling for his life. He had life-threatening injuries, this particular dog. I'm pretty sure, from what I understand, the dog took off after Baghdadi ran in the tunnel. Baghdadi detonated a suicide vest, blowing himself and three kids up, and I think the dog caught part of the blast, too, by the sounds of it. Thoughts and prayers go out to the dogs. I hate to see animals get hurt, regardless of what the circumstances are. But we had two of our military guys slightly wounded, too. They were okay. They got back in the fight because when they got on the ground, Chris, they got into a big-time firefight with apparently several hundred ISIS fighters that were right there around al-Baghdadi, and that's not a surprise.
Yeah. Listen, you know, we're trying to make the heads or tails out of it. You made some good points to some of the actual things, that the weapons that were used there and what took place. I'm curious, I don't know how long that this operation was in the works. Do you think that the administration was aware of this facility and everything that they were going to attack prior to the movements that we've made in Syria and looking to move our troops into Iraq?
Well, that's all part of it. You're right. There was a bit of a scenario, a cloak and dagger thing that was carried out. This was canceled three times over the last couple of weeks. That's my understanding, because they were trying to time it right with the troop movements that it wouldn't look like we were doing something other than what we were doing, pulling out of Syria. You're right. That's all part of the scenario. But when you talk about weapons, did you notice the size of the crater there?
Yeah, I most certainly did, and you made an excellent point what you thought that might be.
I thought it was a 10,000-pound MOAB that they dropped, not a 5,000-pound bomb, because the crater was about 25 or 30 feet deep. I believe that was a MOAB, a 10,000-pound MOAB, one of the early ones that we had.
Yeah, those things are something else. I don't know. I'm sure we'll probably get more details in regards to what was used in the coming days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the hole was deep enough and wide enough and big enough. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, it just didn't look like any. And by the way, somebody said, well, they launched a cruise missile. Oh, no, they didn't. No. We had air flights in the air. We had a couple of drones flying with this brigade. Detail that was there. We also had several different helicopters and a couple of attack helicopters in the air, too. By the way, how'd you like the way we fooled the Russians and told them that we were coming in there to do some sort of overflights?
Well, you gotta, obviously, anything. I mean, the same way that we didn't tell the Pakistanis who were coming in to get Bin Laden, because we wouldn't have been able to get them. Somebody would have tipped them off.
Yeah.
You gotta keep everything very, very close to your chest. For crying out loud, they didn't even tell Pelosi.
Well, they didn't tell any of the Democrats. They should have told Pelosi. They should have told Schiff, according to Schiff anyway. They should have told Charlie Schumer, but they didn't tell them for obvious reasons. I think they would have leaked. I think somebody would have leaked this to the press, and that would have been the end of it.
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I would have kept everything close to my chest, too.
Yeah. Now, talking about some other stuff, my God, what the hell is going on in California? We had two firefighters injured yesterday during the day. One was badly burned, had to be airlifted to a hospital. The other one was with minor injuries. Apparently, they were caught in a flashover by the winds that came up blowing 80 miles an hour and just blew the fire right at them without much of any warning. They were apparently trying to escape in a vehicle, but they got caught up in it. It looks like a million or so people without power. They may be getting some of it back today. Depends on the weather, the wind.
Well, you know, these are areas of the country that weren't always as populated as they are today. They've gotten much, much more populated in these areas of California, very, very popular. More and more people have moved to the area. These fires are a normal occurrence there, but obviously when you get some human element in that area, that there's more opportunity for fires to start. These winds are something that's, it's nothing new. It's not global warming. It's nothing. It's just, this is what happens in California. And now it's happening in an area where a lot of people live. It's kind of like Florida. Hurricanes have always hit Florida, but guess what? There's a lot more damage because a lot more people live there. It's just that simple. It is what it is.
Yeah, and then they rebuild with something that's built to a higher standard, and then things aren't as bad the next time, hopefully. By the way, what do you think about California and Katie Hill, Congresswoman Katie Hill?
It's the tabloid stuff. I don't think much about a lot of these congresspeople.
Well, she's gone now. She's
gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, it's another, you know, sword tale. I, you know, it's because it's all tabloid stuff for another Democrat out in California. Most of those people out there have lost their bloody minds. I don't know if you've been watching some of the legislation that they're looking to put in place
in
California with just freelancers. You're basically, freelancers are being made, they put them out of business based upon some of the laws and rules they want to put down the pike. It's insanity.
Yeah, and Tom Arnold, who is an actor who at one time I actually respected, I thought that he was okay, but he's turned into a lunatic. He turned around and really threw a really obnoxious racist tweet against Diamond and Silk, who went after him for some of his political comments he made the week before.
Yeah, I listen to some of these people in Hollywood, so I don't think that it goes one ear and out the other. I don't pay much attention to them at all, and I don't know why anybody does. It's just, you know, again, a lot of these people, I almost feel bad for them. They need to find justification, or they feel that, you know, for their existence or whatever it may be. And just how vapid they are and their knowledge and how the world works, it's staggering.
Now, we had something interesting also that happened over the weekend. On Sunday, the Pentagon's secretive X-37B space plane landed in Florida after another record flight.
Yeah, it's kind of a top secret thing. We probably don't know too much about this, but it's always great to see NASA and whatnot to develop things that we used to develop and going out there and reaching for the stars and kind of push for that type of technology. I'd like to see NASA up and running like it used to.
Well, what would you say if you had a plane that could go up to 100,000 feet and fly at Mach 3.5 to 4 in terms of speed, Mach 3.5 to 4?
Well, I think this is going to be more for military applications, but anything that oftentimes the stuff that we use in military applications,
well,
and also if they're never developed by NASA, finds its way into leaking into things that we use every day.
So far it's military, but they're talking about high-speed space flight, too, remember, with something with an aircraft similar to this. So this is the smaller version, but we'll see. We'll see. By the way, you live up near New York City, right?
30 miles out.
New York City is sending thousands of homeless people to other U.S. cities.
Oh, we're starting to export them now?
Yeah, 12,000 of them just got shipped out.
Listen, New York is, well, we've always done a pretty good job here in the city up until de Blasio handling the homeless problem with the shelters and the things that we have, but it's become more of an issue here. I never really seemed to understand why one would decide to be homeless in New York City when there are much warmer places you could be homeless, and I just never really seemed to get that.
Maybe he sent them to California to be homeless on the streets in L.A.
Yeah.
All right, let's... All right, Chris, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. I am not kidding you. New York City sent 12,000 homeless people outside the state. Wow. I'll be right back. Frank Sobato coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.